Here at the Pennsylvania Game Commission, our passion is wild. Tune in to our podcast, Call of the Outdoors, as we discuss all things related to wildlife, hunting, habitat, and conservation across the Keystone State. Hear from men and women who have a passion for the outdoors and who value and work to preserve our state's wildlife resources for current and future generations.
Hello, welcome back to Call of the Outdoors, Pennsylvania Game Commission's podcast. And let me tell you something, today we have two very special guests, and you know, it's kind of a new venue for us. We're going to talk a little bit about law enforcement. And you know, as the Pennsylvania Game Commission, even for myself growing up, the first person that I saw or thought of when I thought about the Game Commission were game wardens. And with us today is the Director of Training, Mr. Kyle Jury, and we have Ms. Hannah Robinson, one of our brand new state game wardens. Well, Kyle and Hannah, thank you for joining us today on Call of the Outdoors. You know, there's just so many exciting things that happen here at the Game Commission. The graduation of the new class of game wardens is right up there at the top. And, you know, I got to watch the graduation personally. And let me tell you, I didn't realize what went into that, number one, and how emotional. And congratulations, Hannah. That is just incredible. And you know, we're going to have the link here on the podcast on how they if anybody would be interested in watching it on YouTube, because I think it's pretty special. There's so many great things that happen at PGC, and that's one there for me at the top of the list. But Kyle, if you would, just a little bit of your personal history with the Pennsylvania Game Commission.
Yeah, sure. So I applied for the 28th class. Would have been in, actually I applied 2009, started in 2010 with the training program. Training program at that time was, it's approximately 51 weeks that we went through. I don't think they include, there's a break that every cadet class gets between Christmas and New Year's. You know, it's something that was in the back of my mind since early childhood. My high school baseball coach, actually growing up, my baseball coach was a game warden, Scott Bills, just great, great guy. Kind of looked up to him and a lot of the things that he did. He got me into a lot of different hunting that I wouldn't have tried just because family members weren't into it. My first dove hunting was with Scott, and just a great influence and a resource to have growing up. You know, went to college and it was in the back of my mind. I won't say, you know, I thought about it every month. But then the opportunity came up and I knew it was something I wanted to do. I was fortunate enough to make it in the class, you know, on my first attempt, which doesn't always happen, but, got into the 28th class. We completed the 51 weeks of pretty intensive training. And I know Hannah will probably talk about some of the training that she's just completed and graduated from, but, it's been a great experience. The training, I feel like, prepared me to do the job, to be successful. And from the, you know, from the day that I walked across the stage, from graduation, I haven't looked back, once, never second guessed my decision to come to the agency. It's been incredible.
So I would say that, you know, people that know you, it was either two things. You were either going to play in the NFL or you're going to be a game warden, right?
Yeah. I was just a little bit too short for the NFL. Yeah. Well,
so Hannah, again, congratulations.
And thank you.
We're so proud to have you, and the smile on your face. You know, so many times people look at the Game Commission, I'm just going to be honest, I'm going to be black and white, and they see a game warden and they think about, you know, grouchy people and this and that. And it's, everybody over here has smiles on their face. And obviously, you know, you're a couple weeks in now and the smile's ear to ear, and the good news is you can relax and you can call him Kyle now, right?
Mm.
Not yet.
Maybe soon. Yeah.
But takes years for that.
You know, if you would, just a little bit of your history and, you know, the reason maybe that you wanted to become a game warden. You know, we're trying to, a lot of people look at it and when you set your goals or you go for something, you know, everything's achievable. And you know, if you would, just share that with the folks out there.
Sure, yeah. So I grew up in Wayne County, and I think growing up in that area is kind of what started my passion for the outdoors. It wasn't much to do other than be outside and enjoy the outdoors, but I never really felt that this was a, you know, a dream from a young child. You know, I've always had the passion for the outdoors, which when I attended school, I started out as biology. So that was kind of, I know I wanted to be working with wildlife and take that passion to a career, but it wasn't always game warden. And a couple, I think within my first year of school, I was enjoying the, you know, the biology side of it, but I didn't feel that it was maybe practical for, you know, a lifelong career. So I just, you know, I had to sit back and think about what would be realistic for me and what I would still feel passionate about and enjoy. So I changed my major to wildlife conservation, and I picked up a minor in criminal justice. And once I decided that, that was ultimately, you know, being a game warden was my goal. So, and of course, after that, I took any opportunity that I could to, you know, volunteer with the Game Commission, volunteer with DCNR. I volunteered once with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. So I kind of just took any opportunity that I could to, you know, hopefully get me to where I wanted to be. And I'm really looking forward to hopefully being able to be a resource for students who might feel the same way, you know, maybe not sure where they want to end up, but if this is a possibility, I would love to be able to help out and give any input and advice and help them get to where they want to be as well.
That's awesome. And that's great stuff. And that's, I think everybody here has pretty open arms at the agency, at the Game Commission. You know, if folks out there want to get involved, whether it's a volunteer level, you know, the deputy program, or, you know, somebody that's looking for a career. And I'll be honest, you know, I can almost remember back when I was in my 20s, you know, just thinking about careers, and there's no better career than a game warden. If you love wildlife and you love our state of Pennsylvania and what we have to offer, I mean, not just earning money to make a living, but the retirement. I mean, you can retire at a young age, and you can have a really fulfilling career of making a difference. And I think that's the coolest thing that I see, you know, coming through from the, you know, law enforcement over here. But, you know, you said about growing up and being involved in the outdoors, and right before we started, you showed us, to me, to my heart, one of the coolest pictures ever was the graduation present from your mother. If you mm-hmm. want to tell us about that a little bit.
Yeah, my mom and some of my other family members, they got me a bow, which I'm new to that completely. So I'm looking forward to learning that, you know, which if you go down memory lane, most of my hunting experiences, you know, my dad or my grandpa took me out rifle season, and it was more so just the experience. I don't even know if we ever saw anything, but I knew that I looked forward to going out with my dad and just sitting there enjoying time with him. We'd stop midway through the morning, go get breakfast, go back out. So I'm looking forward to expanding my knowledge and, you know, all the different areas that you can, you know, go hunting, trapping, all of that. But I got a bow, so I'm excited to learn about that.
I'm excited for you, because there's nothing like just practicing and mm-hmm. shooting arrows and you know, just getting better and better all the time. Plus, when you get out there in archery season, it's a great time of year, and mm-hmm. then so many different things. You're going to love it, and we're so happy that's one of the coolest things that I've seen, you know, anytime we can attract new folks to hunting, you know, and just to enjoy it and get passionate about it. And, you know, a lot of people outside the agency, they look in here and they go, well, the Game Commission, nobody hunts. We have way more hunters than we have people that don't go there, because that's, you know, we got turkey season coming. You know, our executive director, if you walk over there, every day he's practicing turkey calls. He's driving people crazy right now. But that's that's what it's all about. It's a passion that we all share. But hey, Kyle, let's go to, you know, the Ross Loeffler School of Conservation. And if you would, it's kind of a two-parter here. You know, talk about the school. And if somebody out there listening or knows somebody that wants to get started, a little bit about the process of what's happening here in recruitment.
Yeah. So, just one thing I want to offer out there that a lot of people don't realize, that we offer, you know, really based on availability, but we can usually fit it in, is if you ever think that, you know, this is something that you want to even have more information about to make a decision. There are so many wardens across the state that they have open arms. They're willing to do like a ride along. If it's something you thought about, even let's say that you're entering college and you want to know what your course selection should be, what's going to prepare you. I mean, Hannah has a great background for this type of career, kind of tailored just perfectly for this. But you can talk to a game warden. You can do a ride along. You know, they're limited on some of the law enforcement things that they can do for safety and liability, of course. But they would certainly be open to, one, a conversation, to get more information about doing this job, and two, possibly setting up a ride-along so you see really what the equipment's like, what the job is like. But I tell you, if you're looking for a career where the satisfaction extends well beyond the paycheck, this is it. Because you know the things that you enjoy on this career, it's not just a job. It's a career. It's more like a lifestyle. And you know, I remember with Hannah's class, 32nd class, we're doing a pack test up on the top of the mountain. Game lands in Dauphin County here. We're probably just 1,500 feet elevation doing a pack test, meaning we got 45-pound packs on. It's kind of part of our physical fitness test. And, you know, I just said to him, we're getting started, and we start this test, and we're like probably 15 minutes in. I look around, and I yell at some of the class. Sometimes I yell a little bit. You know, this is our office. Look around. This is our office. And it's just incredible. But
yeah, we do that pack test in marketing every other day.
Yeah,
with 40 pounds on our back. Yeah, we're into physical fitness.
No wonder you guys have those. Yes, yes, yep. Big thighs. Good.
That's from too many hamburgers.
Yeah, but Ross Loeffler School of Conservation here. Our program is currently it's about 44 weeks long, and the school here was actually started in 1936. Since that time, with Hannah's class now. Only 728 graduates. So, oh, wow. I mean, I don't know the exact numbers of who's on the rosters in the NFL, but I would imagine it's double that. So this is it's a unique opportunity. There's not many people that get to sit in these seats and walk across that stage and do the job that we do. And it's incredible. So it is competitive. I don't think that should ever be discouraging. Because as Hannah mentioned, it can be done. You know, the whole process starts with a civil service announcement. We got one of those coming up very soon here in March for the next class. Once that announcement is posted, then you go ahead and apply on there. It is open to non-residents, so that's a recent change as well. Check out the MET, so that's the minimum education and training requirements. There's about four different boxes to check there, you know, whether you have 60 college credits, military time, law enforcement in a prior state with a conservation agency, and deputy time. So you hit one of those, you're eligible to apply. From there, you take a written test, and then that process continues. And I'll go through the process if you want me to, Matt.
Yeah, I'd love to. I mean, you know how it is sometimes. Stuff out there just seems like it's a whole bunch, and I think that would be great to go through the process.
Yeah, first step is application, and it's an easy process. You'll be able to find that on a couple different places, our website, of course, and other avenues. But you apply, then it's the written test. After you score high enough on the written test, then you go to a physical test. The physical test, we have the requirements on our website as well, so we don't try to hide any of that information. We want you to be prepared to come to that. The physical test is done. After that, it goes to a background portion. There's a pretty thorough background that's done, and that's, you know, really that vetting process with any law enforcement or prospective law enforcement has to be there. So that's about a two-month process until those get all complete. Once those backgrounds are complete, then final interviews are set up. It's a panel interview. During that panel interview, we also do a portion that's basically it's an oral assessment. And that's just kind of it's a gauge of, you know, how well you talk in front of people about certain topics. A lot of that's hunting, hunting tradition topics and those type of things. After that panel interview, then final offers are made, or conditional offers, I should say, not final offers, conditional offers at that point. And then from there, there's a medical test, a psych evaluation. Again, these are things that are typically done with any law enforcement candidates. Once those are done, then there's a swim test in there as well, and that goes along with the medical test and the psych test. From then, we have final offers that are made, usually in the January timeframe. And then the training would start approximately 2 or 3 months later. So it is a long process. I know at times it will test patience and perseverance. But if it's something that you really want to do, you know, it's worth it to stick it out. And I know Hannah just went through that process and all of her classmates. And from start to finish, looking at almost 2 years. You know, and that's a long time. Now, half of that's training, and you're employed by the agency, and you're getting paid and everything like that. But can be a long time. So, but it's well worth it. It's well worth it to end up with this career.
It sounds like that. You know, It sounds like a lot, but it goes fast, I'm sure. You know, and you know, just from talking to some folks in the past 6 months, let's say you are interested and you're excited, it's a lifelong dream, and you apply and don't make it the first time. There's a lot of people that come back again, from my understanding.
Yes.
And second or third time that they try, they actually get it and don't give up. I mean, if you got your mindset to it, you know, there's opportunities are happening here quite a bit. The way it looks, I mean, we have lots of folks retiring.
Yes.
And we're always going to be in the need for new folks out there. So just don't give up. And you know, Hannah, the past year, did it go fast? Number one.
It was interesting because looking back, I can't believe the year is over, but some days were a little long.
Well, and we're in an asterisk year with the pandemic and COVID, and I mean, y'all are going to always be remembered. I mean, when your class picture goes out here, it's going to have like stars or asterisks or something, because it's just different.
Mm-hmm.
We're all having to live life different. But, you know, your thoughts on, you know, maybe before the class, it's tough because now you're here, but did your thoughts change from what a game warden was before you entered the class till today when you have the uniform on?
I don't think they've changed too much. There's definitely more behind the scenes that I didn't realize, you know, went on. But overall, I think that, you know, my idea of what a game warden does and what I've got to do the past week and what I'll get to do hopefully the rest of my life, you know, it's pretty accurate to what I thought I'd be doing. So, and I feel, you know, I'm excited and ready to take on whatever is going to, you know, come, because I think the training here is really great, and it really does prepare you for almost everything that you're going to find in the field. So it's pretty spot on with what I, you know, had imagined.
Yeah. And you really had some encouraging stuff earlier too, when you said you volunteered mm-hmm. with the Game Commission and DCNR and U.S. Fish and Wildlife, and you got out there and you kind of were designing your path. And that's, you know, if somebody has that desire, I guess we can't encourage that enough, is, you know, the information's out there. And today, you know, when I grew up, if I wanted to be a game warden, I had to go look at an encyclopedia, and there was that much information because I'm old. But nowadays with Google and, you know, everything out there, you can get a lot of that stuff done mm-hmm. and get your boots on the ground for sure. And let's talk about the week after graduation. Anything cool happen, exciting you can talk about?
Yeah, I mean, I think really just being in the field is enough for me to feel, you know, that excitement. I've enjoyed my jobs in the past. I've kind of been in, you know, animal care and that field because it's what I enjoy doing. So I've never hated my jobs, but you're excited. You're getting dressed and you're getting ready for the day and you're excited to start. And I would say the past week, my least favorite part of the day has been ending. You know, it's last night I worked a longer shift and I didn't want to stop. You know, it was fun to be, I would say I haven't gotten as many calls as I thought I would, which I'm not complaining. I've taken advantage of the fact that I get to organize some stuff that I need to get in order. And I've actually been able to help out with some duck banding that's been going on. So unfortunately we didn't get any ducks in the trap, but it was fun. You know, that's what we spent a majority of the day doing yesterday. And we're kind of killing two birds with one stone, because where we're trying to trap the ducks is an area that apparently a lot of problems happen. So I'm kind of learning this.
Yeah, that's
it's a property that people have issues on. So I'm learning my way around there, but we're also trying to trap ducks and ban them. So that's been a fun.
Heck yeah. And that's you have so many, the diversity of what you do mm-hmm. every day is different. And anytime you can go to a job with air quotes around it, and it's not really a job and you don't want to like clock out for mm-hmm. the day, you know, you're in the right profession. I mean, because when it's not work, when it's fun, and that's how we are, like, you know, it'll be 5 or 6 o'clock. We look out and like, oh, everybody's gone. And we're the only people. I mean, it's just how it is. And it's not, it's because it becomes your life. And, you know, obviously family and life, you got to work around all that stuff and do what's best for you. But when you can wake up every morning and whether you're putting your game warden outfit on or, you know, whatever to go to work and it's not really work, you can't, money can't buy that is the bottom line. No, that's awesome. And you know, when we've had some crazy weather, obviously this late winter, you know, the snow and in your area, you probably have more snow than we do here in Harrisburg, but you know, spring's coming. Mm-hmm. I mean, I walked out this morning, the little birds are singing, the turkeys are going to start to gobble here pretty soon. And hopefully everybody can take a deep breath and go, winter's over. You know, we're in pandemic and everybody gets a little more excited about things. I know spring's going to be a busier time for you, and we'll be excited to check back and hear of any other good stories. But, you know, let's talk about graduation. And like I said earlier, you know, for me watching, you know, and again, we'll get the YouTube link up there. For me watching it, it was pretty inspirational to really talk about what the PGC and make all of us in our world even more proud to work for this agency. But what did it mean to you to walk across that stage?
It felt unreal that I just felt accomplished, and it was rewarding to know that all the hard work that all of us had done all year, you know, it paid off. And it's just, I don't really have anything in my life to compare it to, honestly. You know, I've graduated from college, and that was, you know, a big milestone, and it was exciting, but it just doesn't feel like anything else that I've ever done. And I'm just, excitement, you know, I'm speechless, and
that's awesome.
It's only been a week or two that it's since it's happened, so everyone I speak to, and how are you feeling, and how's it going, and like, excitement is the only word that I have, and I'm honored, and I'm proud to have been able to make it all the way through, and you know, it was great to have my family that could be there, you know, to support me, and it was amazing, and I'm excited.
Good. Now, Kyle, was this the first class in your new position to walk across the stage?
Yeah, it was the first class, and of course, we had some of those challenges that you mentioned, but I feel like the class bonded through some of those challenges. And you know, I said to them their last week, like, you know, this is a journey that we'll never make again together, but we're here, we did it. I mean, it's a heck of an accomplishment, and a credit to the class as well, just for, I mean, they stuck it out. And I told them this the night before their graduation, that, you know, through all these changes that we had to make, last minute, and, you know, instructors canceling while they're on their way here because of COVID quarantine and all these things that you can imagine happened in this environment. Not one time did I ever hear the class complain about any of the changes. They adapted, they knew it was what we had to do, and we made it. We made it to graduation, and they're in the field now, and I'm already hearing success stories in the field.
And you have a bigger smile on your face now, too.
Yeah, it's like it's ironed on. Yeah. So, yeah.
That's awesome, too. Congratulations to you, too, for the first one around. And, you know, hopefully we can get out of this pandemic, and the next time is a different – everything's a different experience. But, you know, this was – everybody had to kind of shuffle around and make it work, everything that's in this – complete country the way things are right now. But again, it was very inspirational, and we're proud to be the little part of it that we were. But I wanted to go back to something, Hannah, because this is kind of off the record, but we're on record a little bit. So in my experience in the hunting world, anytime I would take a girl for the first time or something, go to the range, and we'd shoot a gun, even with my own daughter, like, girls are better shots than guys. Is that pretty true when you went through firearms training?
Yeah, I think, you know, I'll say for me personally speaking, depending on what, you know, which gun we were using, it was a little different. But
did she show some boys up, Kyle?
Yeah, I think towards the end.
Yeah, yeah. I improved. Yeah. So I think, you know, towards the end, I would have been. I could say that I.
Oh, you
your
can
statement,
say it.
Your
you
statement may be accurate, but
heck yeah. I see it. You know, you go to a county fair and they're shooting BB guns, and I think it's just because girls are better listeners. I got broad enough shoulders that I can say that.
You tell easier to train.
Yeah, and you tell them how to squeeze the trigger. You know, somebody that, you know, guy's kind of got his bicep flexed a little bit, and he's jerking the trigger and missing. And I see that all the time, and I'm proud to know that you said you improved. And
which, like I had mentioned earlier, the trainer, you know, the training that we receive here and the instructors we have, you know, I think that they make it possible to, if there's an area that you know you need improvement, or, you know, they see you need improvement, they do what they can to get you to where you need to be. So, you know, I definitely am thankful for them and helping me out. And whether it was extra time that we had to spend on anything, you know, they made it possible for me to get to where I needed to be and enjoy, you know. I no longer feel stressed going to the range, or feel like, you know, I can't, you know, it's going to be a difficult day, but it's fun now. And actually this weekend we have a firearms training coming up in the region, so I'm excited for that.
Nice.
Looking forward to it.
It's important. I mean, there's lots of, we have to become marksmen. There's lots of things that we need that for out there. And we're trying to barter with Kyle and Joel from our Bureau at Marketing, a little bit of firearms training, some self-defense training. Yeah. And we want to get involved in some of that as well, you know, because it doesn't hurt anything for a civilian to have that training. A lot of us have never been trained properly with a firearm or obviously self-defense, and we're excited. We haven't talked them into it yet, but we're getting close.
We'll do it.
What's that?
We'll do it. I'd be glad to.
I'm volunteering Todd for you to wrestle with Todd.
Okay.
And show you. He'll be our dummy.
Yep.
He's going to get tased next year, gassed, and now he's got to wrestle with you.
That's great. It'll be the full experience. Get him a patch for something like that.
That's right. Well, if you all are interested in seeing the live feed that we did at this year's graduation, it is on the Pennsylvania Game Commission's YouTube page. And if you look at the description at the bottom, you'll see the link. So encourage anybody to check it out. It's really worth the time. It's, you know, just at an hour long, and when you look at the Game Commission, it is what it is all about. So I encourage you to check that out. But Kyle, you know, there's many different preconceived notions out there of what a game warden, conservation officer, and you know, obviously here in Pennsylvania, we went through a couple of name changes, but we're a game warden again. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of notions out there, and if you would, you know, the importance of law enforcement to today's to modern day wildlife conservation, if you could get, I could get your sentiments on that.
Sure. Yeah. So there is a lot of perceptions out there about, you know, what game wardens do, and of course law enforcement is a part of that. And one thing I want to clear up here for the record, and because this is a misconception about game wardens that, gosh, I heard when I was younger, even coming in here, I bet you we could ask half of the cadets to come in here and they heard it too. And that's when, you know, I mentioned to a family member, I'm going into the game commission, you know, I'm going to be a game warden or a conservation officer at the time. I said, well, I hope you like to fish, you know, meaning that, you know, you're not going to hunt another day in your life. You know, because you're working the whole time during the fall season, which there's some truth to that, but we're busy during that time. But you have more than enough time to expand your hunting opportunities. And it was great to hear, you know, Hannah mentioned she got a bow as a graduation gift. And just I encourage the trainees, the cadets, when they're in here, you know, really broaden your hunting experience. It's going to help you do the job so much. And it's fun. You know, it's fun. And it helps you connect with the hunters that are out there. And I've done that ever since I started this career. You know, I harvested my first turkey a couple years ago. I never had family members that turkey hunted. I had some people in the agency here. Hey, I'll help you out. I'll show you how to do it. I'm not going to pull the trigger for you, of course. But, you know, and I was so glad for that. And, well, and
one of these days we got to expand a little more, because I know who your guide was. I mean, obviously he's all of our boss.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he's going back to your college days, he's probably B team. He's probably second string.
Okay. Well, I hope he doesn't hear that, but, I tell you, it is a real thing, that it's a misconception that, you know, that is out there. And I don't want that to deter anybody that, you know, you feel like you gotta put your rifles or bows to the side, when you take this job, because it's just not the case. But back to law enforcement, this kind of ties in with that as well, because I feel like, you know, through the law enforcement component of this job, and we are the only, you know, law enforcement component to the Game Commission. Everybody knows that's what you come in here to do. That's one of our primary duties, is protecting those things. And the reason that we protect those is so that those traditions can continue, those memories can be made with friends and family, they can be done safely, responsibly, and it continues into the future. That's why we have law enforcement. It's not to, I mean, you can ask Cannon, at no point in their 44 weeks of training we say, well, you're going to be expected to write this many tickets, you're going to have to make this many arrests and this fine amount, because it just doesn't happen. We don't do that. Everybody comes in here knowing that it is part of the job, but it's not something that we look for specifically. You know, it's not like, there's no like chest pounding, like, you'd never believe what I got. There's satisfaction in catching a poacher and protecting wildlife. I'm not gonna tell you that there isn't, but
any sportsman should feel the same way because they're taken from us.
Exactly. Yeah. And the satisfaction comes because you just stopped theft from of wildlife from a legal, safe, and responsible hunter. And maybe that was a 12-year-old's first deer that was shot, you know, at 11:30 at night with a light. That's why we do it. That's why we do it, to stop that stuff, you know. The other minor things that occur out there, you know, we have to enforce because it's safety concerns and it's other things. And we have to enforce those, the poaching and the detrimental stuff to the resource. That's the stuff that, you know, that really matters to us. And that's what we're out there for. And that's why I think it's important. It's so we can continue this.
I mean, the agency's mission as a whole is to make sure there's wildlife for future generations. And to protect our hunters and trappers in that way of life to the future. And it's all one big thing. You know, without rules and regulations and laws, yeah. As this country saw, you know, at the turn of the century, a lot of things were going away. And yeah. Through modern-day conservation, things are thriving. I mean, there's always problems. But, yeah, I mean, in my experience, you know, recommendation from my end, you know, when you do experience a game warden out there in the field, you know, make it a great experience. Talk about hunting, you know, and create a conversation. You know, if you go out here on the highway and it's 55 miles an hour and you go 70, you should be expecting a ticket.
Yeah.
And if you do something wrong game law wise, yeah. You should be expecting a ticket.
Right.
But like you
right.
said, it, I mean, there's people out there that are bad, and I can see right. the satisfaction because, yeah. like you said, they're stealing from everybody when yeah. when that happens.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's inspirational to me. I'm sitting here getting goosebumps, and I could see the passion in your eyes when you,
yeah.
you said that. But I do got to talk about one thing, Hannah, before we get to the last little bit here. I heard that through the grapevine that you offered Kyle maybe some constructive criticism at graduation day.
Yes.
And would you share that with us a little bit?
Yeah, sure. So... And I wasn't the only one to notice this, so I wouldn't
say... You're not going down alone?
No, exactly. You know, early in the morning when Director Drury would come in, you know, to address us or, you know, teach us something, every, you know, sip of his coffee with a pause, there would also be like a slurp or a loud...
That's the Halifax coming out in you right there.
Right.
And like I said, I wasn't the only one that noticed. It was kind of like, do you hear that too? Like, so I had just, you know, after the year of we were all, you know, getting trained to do everything, you know, and I said, would you like to have, you know, a little bit of constructive criticism here, maybe for the next class coming in? Because if we noticed it, I'm sure they might as well. So that's, you know, and he was open for it, you know, and that's part of, I would say, the job. We're always looking to improve and get better.
Absolutely.
And the next day I was like, I'm sorry, I hope I didn't offend you. And he's not at all, you know, so.
I respect that, Hannah. I respect that, and we all should. Constructive criticism, no matter how old we are, what we're doing is always great because that's the only way you learn. And, I mean, we encourage that all the time, but I bet you won't slurp coffee anymore.
Never noticed it before. And I even asked Hannah, you know, I was like, did the other cadets notice that too? And she goes, yeah, I wasn't the only one. I said, well, you know, after 44 weeks, if that's the only thing I screwed up, I guess I did okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Now I notice it every time I drink coffee though. So
do you have any really cool memories from school that you could share with us, that you're allowed to share with us?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I mean, there's a bunch, honestly. It would be hard to narrow it down to just a few. But, I mean, coming into the school, you see all these people and you kind of, I wouldn't want to say, you know, you develop a first impression, but you kind of do. So it's just interesting to see from where the first day when we all saw each other to where it ends. And I think as it was mentioned before, it is like a family, and I couldn't imagine, you know, anybody else. Like in the class, we all get along fairly well, and I think that being able to have the whole group and go through everything together. That's just as a memory as a whole, you know, like all the training that we've done, seeing everyone get pepper sprayed, it was hilarious.
It's like a giant Friends episode a little bit, yeah. But yeah, I mean, everybody gets pepper sprayed. I know Tyler was out and took some video footage of that, and he said, I don't ever want that to happen to me.
Yeah, it wasn't fun. Same with the taser.
We set the fire alarms off that day.
I remember. Yeah, I was here. Yeah.
Said that stuff really is hot.
You're dang right.
Yeah. It was our eyeballs burning.
Yeah. Is that probably the worst experience?
Yeah, I'd say that's definitely was up there with one of the worst experiences, but it was still funny to see, and I think we'll all have that as a memory. But even just, you know, getting out on field training, there was a lot of great memories that I was able to make. My first FTO took me pheasant hunting for the first time ever, so that was a lot of fun, and it was a really great experience to get to see the dogs work and just go out, you know, for the day.
Any success?
No.
Oh, okay.
You know, learned a lot, and not that time. I did get to go out, you know, another time.
Success is measured in many ways. It doesn't necessarily mean one in your back, you know, back of your vest, but yeah, you experienced something new. Right. That's awesome.
And I think my last field training assignment, I was able to help out with a Shop with a Cop program. And that's actually happened in the county that I now will be working in. So I got to meet some of the local police departments and help out with that. And it was just overall really good experience I would say my first kind of like give back to the community type of event where we got to shop with the younger kids. And it was great, you know, to meet people, to be involved in an event like that. There's so many things that we were able to do over the year that they're just, you know, great memories, great learning experience.
Builds you as a person, you know, mm-hmm. every day. And then, yeah, that's awesome and very encouraging. And both Kyle, I mean, or Hannah, do you have anything else that you'd like to add before we send it off? Well, I do have one more question for Hannah. Mm-hmm. Like after you go through a lot of the training, the self-defense training, did you go home and like backflip your husband or anything like that and show him that you're the boss now?
Oh yeah.
Nice.
For sure. Almost everything. I'm like, I know how to handcuff now, so this will be my practice. You know, he's a little bit larger too, so he was like, "What are you doing? That hurts!" Like, but you know, he went along with everything, and I think also to mention, after my husband was able to hear all the, you know, the things that we get to do all year, he's like, "Man, I want to be a game warden." And so,
no kidding.
Yeah, I said, "Hey, you know, they'll be opening it up soon."
That's
yeah.
awesome. That's great.
Yeah,
right?
She told me that, and I was
and I know He loves the outdoors. He's big into hunting and fishing. So, which, you know, he had said, well then I'm not going to get to do it. I'm like, there's people who shoot more deer, you know, wardens that are able to go out hunting more than people I know that, you know, aren't in the agency or aren't wardens. So I don't, you know, I was able to.
if one thing COVID has done for us is, you know, managing time is crucial in life. And the older you get, you know, and children and what, you know, how it goes. But if you manage your time, you can do anything you want to. I mean,
absolutely.
You can't, you don't have to work 24/7, mm-hmm. but you manage your time accordingly, get the job done and do the best you can and go have fun mm-hmm. and do what you love, to follow your passions. You know, I think as a whole, the country, we were getting so busy, caught up in so many things. If I had any advice, it'd be throw your cell phone away for a day, go to the woods and enjoy what's out there instead of, you know, always looking at social or worried about it. In my generation, we got away without cell phones. I mean, it's nice to have contact and it's good to be safe, but we don't have to be looking at it all the time.
Yep.
That's something that out there teaches you. I mean, obviously we want communication, but when you get out in the woods, like a morning like this morning when the little birds start singing, I mean, it's just like new life starting, but that's cool to hear. That's great news.
And one of the last weeks I was here, I think it was a big snow day, my nephew, he's 5, he and my brother spent the whole day watching Northwoods Law. And my brother texts me, "Hey, can I FaceTime you quick?" And I said, "Sure." And I answered. And my nephew, Colt, he goes, "Aunt Hannah, I want to be a game warden." And that just melted my heart, you know, to hear him say that. I was like, first of all, you know, he's my nephew. He loves the outdoors. And I have 2 nephews. And I'm so excited to be able to, like we've mentioned, create those memories and get out, you know, out and to hunt with them, anything, you know, like that. So when he called me and said, "I want to be a game warden," I was like, "Oh my God, that's just the cutest thing I've ever heard." And I hope that, you know, I hope he wants to be. Well, he's got a couple of years still, but
I think he has a pretty good mentor. If I was a betting
that's
man.
Right, a great resource.
Well, Kyle and Hannah, thank you. Hannah, again, congratulations. Well, and Kyle, for you know, the class that just came through. Stay tuned. Check out information if you have any interest in being a game warden. When was the...
So for applications, we're looking at early to mid-March time frame. For anybody that's interested, you can apply there.
Awesome. And any advice for you for some, you know, just last-minute advice?
I think that if you, you know, you feel that you have what it takes, you're motivated, and, you know, we talked about the able to, you know, take criticism and just improve anywhere that you can, and don't hesitate to reach out, as it was mentioned, to, you know, to a local game warden. I know that I'm excited to be in the district where I went to college, and I hope that I can, I know that I'll be doing programs, and I hope that I can help anybody there. And I'm excited to see that full circle of, I wish I could have, you know, spoke with the warden going through, you know, college and done a ride along. So I want to be able to provide that opportunity.
Awesome.
For others.
Well, thank you all for joining us, Call the Outdoors. And you know, it's inspirational to hear the excitement and to see the passion. You know, obviously we're not on video where they can see it in your eyes, but I can see the passion that you both all have for your career and your new career. And wish you the best. Our doors are always open, and if anybody has any interest, you know, feel free to give us a shout here. We'll get you to the right people. But hope you all enjoy it. Spring's coming, and we'll check back in here in a little bit and see how things are going on another episode of Call the Outdoors.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank you.
On behalf of the Pennsylvania Game Commission, thank you for tuning in. And we hope that every day of field is filled with memories to last a lifetime. We are committed to leave conservation and wildlife better for the future. And we hope you can tune in next time to the PGC's Call of the Outdoors.